Good morning. It's 7:42 on Thursday, February the 8th, 2017. Hi. Yeah, I'm walking. I have walked this month. I've been on the treadmill. Not as many days as I should have been. But yeah, I have walked a little bit this month. I think this might be the first time I've talked this month, which is a shame. I've written almost every day this month. I haven't. The story just keeps going and going and going. It's frustrating. I really don't have a lot to talk about. I'm sort of stuck inside my head these days. There's not a lot I can share. I am standing for office for CIFWA. I bowed to the pressure to run for chief financial officer, which is really the guy who signs the reports. Because there's a controller and a bookkeeper who are supposed to do the reports. And if I win, which is pretty likely given that I'm running unopposed, I will have to go to the Nebula Weekend. Now, I'm not happy with going to the Nebula Weekend, but there's a formal board meeting. And maybe I'll just fly in for the board meeting and then go home. I don't know, we'll see. I'd run for office here in Recommend Fiction Writers because I feel much better about that organization. But the problem is that they do everything in person. Jesus. I'm not going down to Denver for a two-hour meeting, for a one-hour meeting. That ain't happening. I can't remember if I talked to you after cosign or not. Cosign was fun. It was small. It was very, very limited. It was very small. And it was very good. I took the elder with me. Coming home was a nightmare, but. We made it safe and sound. It took a long time, but we made it. I haven't had breakfast yet this morning. That's probably not helping my mood. It is cold. It is 30 degrees. Allegedly, it's 30 degrees. It feels more like 20. I'm dressed for it. I'm wearing my long johns. I'm wearing my thermal shirts. I got my hoods up. But it's It feels cold. It feels raw on my face. That's been the biggest problem. Over and above the fact that I haven't. I get up in the morning and I sit down in front of the computer and look up at 1 o'clock and think, did I eat yet today? And the answer is generally no. So, yeah, that's a problem. I'm not here. I need to be here more often. My meditation is about this. So, being in the moment, observing this, not me, myself, and I, I'm cold, I'm not here. It's only this. The experience of being here now. And while there are things that are uncomfortable, the air on my face, my nose running. There's not really, almost all of it is ideas. I'm letting my brain take away, anticipate, plan, when really my goal is to just experience this, whatever this is, whenever I'm experiencing it. So this is the walk, this is the talk, this is trying to reconnect after a rather extended period of dissociation. One interesting thing is that Mem Mormon, who was one of the prime movers of Cosine, has decided that the Ishmael Wong books need to be nominated for a Hugo under the series category. And while I'm flattered, I think it would make more sense to wait till next year when the 9 Ishmael Wong books have reached a temporary conclusion. So she's put it on Facebook. I don't know what else is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Let's see. I think that's Panera I smell. It could just be wishful thinking, because I'm more than ready for breakfast. I was up early. I was up late last night. I was up early again this morning. Sleep has been somewhat elusive of late, which is just contributing to all of the other issues. Let's see if I can remember to do the monk pose this morning. I'm pretty sure I skipped it the last time I walked. It was sort of disconcerting. I was a full block and a half beyond her. I would have gone back and slapped it, but it was... Seriously? All this time and I missed one? This probably goes to underscore how distracted I've been lately. I say that because I'm coming up on it now, and I'm trying to keep it focused long enough so that I actually am aware of it when I go by it, and I can perform the ritual. Here we go. You ready? Say it with me. Monk pose. There we go. Okay. Good. The day will go better from now on, I'm sure. I need to come up with a topic for the Recommend Fiction Writers blog for next month. I'm trying to remember what I wrote for this month. It's coming out tomorrow, but I had to publish it last week. That was something that was on my mind, and right now there isn't really anything on my mind. I don't know if it's seasonal affect, although the days are getting longer, not shorter, if it's just the cold, if it's just my brain is completely stressed. I don't know. I'd say it was writer's block, but I don't believe it was writer's block, because I really want to write, but I don't seem to get that I really want to write translated into, oh look, I'm writing. But the story is chugging along. It's gasping, but it is keeps still going. There's a point where I guess it was not last night, but the night before, I was thinking, is this the same book? Is this really the same book? It's over 100 and, you know, it's closing in on 120,000 words. And I have a sort of nagging feeling that the same thing that happened with the second book in Tanith Fairport, I've actually finished Suicide Run, and I've moved into Home Run. I don't know if that's the case, because I haven't... Maybe. I'm just going to keep writing. Somewhere there's an end here. Somewhere there's a place where this story does end. And it's just up to me to find it. Oh, SIFU. Even if I am elected, I'm not authorized to speak for SIFU. So I have been cautioned that people will take my commentary as being representative of the Science Fiction Fantasy Writers of America. And since I'm not authorized to speak for the Science Fiction Fantasy Writers of America, the reality is that's not the case. I'm not speaking for them. Morning! School bus. must be early. So, yeah, apparently there's a, when posting on the CIFA forums, I have to put a disclaimer on that. I am not speaking for the board. I'm not speaking for CIFA. They asked me the question and I was like, didn't understand it. I did not understand it at all. Oh well. Probably shouldn't be talking about it. It's just one of those puzzlers. It's like, don't know. Squirrely. Very squirrely. So, I have to go home and have breakfast. Had oatmeal yesterday. Maybe the wife will be up and make eggs. Maybe she won't be up because she's had the house to herself for the last hour. Push the button here. It's almost been almost the last hour. The last 50 minutes. She's not been sleeping. She's not been sleeping. She's not happy. The stock market. The little stock market tumble the other day sent her tumbling as well. Understandably. One of the downsides of having investments in the stock market is that when the stock market's doing great, it's like, yes. When it's not doing great, it's like, Technically, I don't think it's been a full correction yet. It's supposed to be a 10% change. And I think it only went down 8 or 9. It was close. I think it's actually a technical correction. I don't know what's going to happen. Because I don't think it can sustain that. At some point, folks are going to realize that the stock market doing well does not mean bread and butter on the table for the majority of people. It only means people like me who are in the stock market are doing pretty well. I'm almost back. Walking along the park. Snow is mostly gone. There's still little clumps of it here and there. But most of the snow is gone now. It snowed 4 or 5 times. It's been a fair amount of snow here. Which doesn't help the sump pump situation because it's continuously running. No, not continuously. Continually running. Oop, I lost a slat on my fence. See if I can get back in here. Oh my goodness, 20 minutes, 26, 20 minutes and a half. But at least I'm out. I'm walking. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.